for tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
This is Saturday afternoon, September the 2nd, 2006. Dr. William Knoll is the speaker of the afternoon teaching on rejection.
This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
You ever heard of Iqtal? Ever heard of Diana? Ever heard of... what was Diana's other name? Diana was worshipped in Ephesus. It's Athena. Great is Athena of Ephesus. What about Iris? Semiramis. Tikka. Y'all need to read, there's a book back there called The Names of Jezebel, because these are all names of Jezebel. And she has many manifestations, but she is an enslaving spirit. And it brings you into legalism. The point I'm making is that these people in Galatians were going back under legalism. Now in Colossians, they were going back under the worship of elemental spirits and observing times and days and wonders, and they were worshiping Celebi. It's the same thing. And, you know, if you keep all the rules, you know, you got a set of rules, and you keep all the rules and do everything exactly right, nobody can criticize you. You're safe. Now, you meet these people on the job, and they know the rule book upside down, backwards and forwards, and they check your work. And they point out to you where you've made a mistake, where they give you what's known as constructive criticism, better known as destructive criticism. And they can suck all the self-respect out of you in about 5 minutes. And they sit up at night after you've gone home checking your work to be sure you did it right. They check their own work, but they're going to check yours if you're under them. And God help you if you're under one of them. And that's called perfectionism. And they will be perfectionists. I remember this lady came in when I was practicing medicine, and she had an obsession about germs, and she was perfectionist. She kept everything spotless in her house, and she, before she would touch the doorknob, she would wipe it off with alcohol. After all, her husband was out in the chicken house, and he touched it, and he brought germs in from the chicken house, and she was going, she'd clean it off. And on, everything was spotless. But she was fairly well compensated. My wife was trying to say, that's ridiculous. I said, honey, don't you bother, Lee. You leave her alone now. I said, she is, well, I didn't understand, but I understood that she was well compensated and she was taking care of her children and her husband and she wasn't bouncing off the wall. So I said, you leave her alone. Because perfectionism is the last stop before schizophrenia. And compulsive and perfectionism brings out obsessive compulsive traits. And, they're covetous, phobic, they're obsessive planners, everything on schedule. They give you constructive criticism, nitpicking, critical. And if they told you and you don't do it right, they get anger, rage, and hostility, and murder. And they have obsessive thought patterns. They recheck their work, recheck other people's work, all the time. Very unhappy people. And then you have self-accusation. Let's go back to self-accusation now. There we go. Self-accusation. You know, you accuse yourself. And Saul did that in 1 Samuel 24:17. Okay, let's see it. He said to David, you're more righteous than I, for you've rewarded me good for evil, whereas I've rewarded you. You reward me good, and I've rewarded you evil. Now there you find that Saul is saying that he's self-hatred, and he's also compulsively confessing. These people don't like themselves. And they get into mutilation and body piercing and tattooing and because they don't like who they are. They hate their body. They hate themselves. You know, one thing is you got to like yourself. You got to like who God made, you know. I always had this big nose, you know. And I was always ashamed of this big nose, you know. I was always self-conscious of this big nose. Somebody drew a caricature of me once, you know. He drew his great big nose on me, and it hurt me so bad I couldn't speak to him for a week. But it made me really self-conscious. I went up to visit my brother when he was in college. He was living with a Jewish roommate, and he said, you know, Clyde, If Billy had kinky hair, I would swear that you had Jewish blood in your family with a nose that big. I'm proud of my nose now. I sort of like my nose. You know? Like my bald head. I'm grateful that that pot gut is gone. Thank you, Lord. But you got to like yourself. Like who God made. God made you. And like the person He made. Now, you need to live. You need to take care of God's temple. You need to honor God with your body and your spirit, which are God's. That's what it says. And you honor God by taking good care of it. By eating the right kind of foods in the right amount. By exercising, taking good care of it. By not abusing it. By not getting out and getting cancer on your skin. By exposing too much skin. By going out and getting frostbit. Or going out and engaging in perilous sexual activity and wind up with some sort of disease. And that sort of thing. You honor God with your body. Take good care of it. But be proud of it. Be proud of what God made. The way He made you. Because you are beautiful in His sight. And so you get self-condemnation and self-mutilation. Now let's look at paranoia. The last. There we go. Paranoia. We've read both of these. 1 Samuel. Let's look at them again now. So the women sang and danced. And they said, Saul has slain his 1,000 and David his 10,000. Saul was angry, and saying displeased him, said, Why, they have credited me, David, with thousands, and to me they have ascribed only 1,000. David 10,000, me only 1,000. What more can he have now than the kingdom? And I left the next verse, said, After that he eyed David suspiciously. That's not on there. And let's look at the next one. Yeah, praise God. Go back. Yeah. And we read the one where he said that the servants all sat around and so forth. And he said, Nobody has told me that my son has incited David to kill me. Now, with paranoia, you get jealous and envy, jealousy, envy, and you accuse others. You're suspicious of other people. And you accuse them like Saul accused his servants. Had no reason to accuse him, but he accused him without reason. Now, when you think that somebody has accused you wrongly and you have no basis for the accusation, in psychiatry, that's called a delusion. We call it deception. But if you tell the psychiatrist, he'll label you as psychotic. People who have hallucinations that see things other folks don't hear things other folks don't hear, they're crazy. Folks that believe something that ain't true and got no basis for that, that's a delusion. Crazy. That is the difference between anxiety and psychosis as far as they're concerned. They don't understand the spirit. And so, you can cut it off. And so you have the paranoid. The paranoid comes from both fear and you accuse other people. Now what happened with the, and quite often you accuse yourself. Those are the products of fear. Fear will drive you and produce much bitter fruit in your life. Now today we're going to cast out the spirit of fear. Lord, I've talked much longer than I intended. You will, we're going to cast out the spirit of fear. Because fear has torment and it brings you into idolatry. And what does idolatry bring you into? It brings you into disease. Now, it says, if you do not hear the voice of your Lord your God and obey Him, but you go follow another God, He's going to put on you all the diseases. He's going to allow all the diseases in Egypt that are recorded in the book of the law. They're recorded. And all the diseases that are not recorded, you're going to be subject to. And so, fear will make you sick. Now, we know that fear will cause the T3 cells to drop. That your natural immunity to fight off infection goes down. You see, you got billions of germs around you everywhere. But you have God built natural defenses in your body to keep them from destroying you. You got, I forgot how many quadrillion germs you got in your intestinal tract to help you dissolve your, eat your food and digest your food. And you got natural defenses to keep them from eating you up. Just like you got a natural defense in your stomach to keep that acid that dissolves the beefsteak from dissolving your stomach. You ever wonder why you could eat a piece of meat and you'd be digested and why it didn't digest the inside of your stomach? Well, and so fear alters that natural immune system so that you become infected. That's the reason if somebody with a strep throat goes into your child's classroom and coughs, One over here, and over here, and over yonder, over there. And the kid's sitting right two doors right next to him, don't catch it. But other, a bunch of kids in there do catch it. Why? Because their natural immunity is up, and these over here's natural immunity is down. So you want to keep them built up, as my mother said. We keep you built up. You're going to have these 2 tablespoons of Fleischmann's yeast in a glass of milk every day. Oh, Jesus. Oh, I still just get the heebie-jeebies when I think about it. But I drank it every day to keep me built up and healthy. And so fear will cause all kind of diseases, too. Everything that's written or not written in the book of the law. Says so in Deuteronomy 28. We're going to discuss that tomorrow. So now we're going to stop, and everybody's going to stand up and praise God a little bit and get the blood moving out of your feet and out of your fanny and back up to your brain. Everybody jump up and down and shout and praise God a little bit. Lord, we praise you and we bless you and we glorify you, Lord God. And we give thanks to you, Lord, for your great glory, Lord God. Praise you and bless you and glorify you, Lord. God, pour out your spirit upon us, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, Lord. Thank you and praise you and bless you, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, pour out your spirit. Touch us, Lord God. Touch us. Now, we're going to have what's called a mass deliverance service. For those of you who've never been in a mass deliverance service, I'll tell you, spirits, in the Hebrew, the word translated spirit means breath. In the Greek, it means wind or breath. It's air. Now, for once, so the word for spirit is pneumo, like a pneumatic tire, or like pneumonia, air. And spirits come out of the breathing passages, come out of the orifices of the body in various forms, from your mouth, your nose, your ears, and other orifices, come out as wind. Now, it says that in Mark 16, it says, they that believe, so speak in new tongues, they shall cast out demons. Now, a better translation of that is they shall expel demons. And so you expel them out of your breathing passage. They come out as a cough, a yawn, a scream, sometimes a vomit. I'm not encouraging manifestation, but whatever happens, let it happen. Don't hold it back. You choke it back, you're holding your demon in. You don't pray in tongues now. You don't pray and praise God. You listen to what I'm saying and concentrate and set your will on it and push it out. It's like expelling smoke out of your lungs. It's like having a baby. You got to contract your muscles and push it out and tell it. And in your mind, you got to set your mind against it to go. You don't pray in tongues. If you pray in tongues, it's time to pray in tongues now, but that you don't do it during deliverance. Because it will not come out while you're praying tongues. It won't cross over. There are 2 fountains in you, and we won't open up that fountain to let that bad stuff come out. Later we get the good stuff. Okay? You sit patiently, you keep both feet on the floor. Now you remember when you were little kids, you know, you said if you cross your fingers you didn't have to tell the truth? Remember that? That's a witchcraft sign. And you know, if you got your legs crossed, the devil looks down there and says, well, got his legs crossed. He don't really mean that. He don't mean for me to go. He's a legalist. He'll use every legal underhand trick he can to stay in you. Say, dear Lord, I believe that Jesus Christ of Nazareth is the Son of God. He was born of a virgin. He was manifested in the flesh. Died on the cross for my sin. Was raised from the dead for my justification. Ascended into heaven. Sits on the right hand of God the Father. Ever to make intercession for me. God is my Father. Jesus Christ is my big brother. I am a child of the living God. I have been accepted in the Beloved. I am not a rejected child. I am a beloved child. My Father loves me. I am not rejected. In the name of Jesus, I break all the curses that's come down through my family line. I repent of the sins of my ancestors, the sins of incest, illegitimacy, whoredom, idolatry, returning evil for good, fornication, and all other sins. I break the curse of these sins on me and my children forever. I confess my sin and I break the curse. I forgive everyone who's ever hurt me, used me or abused me in any way. I ask you, God, to bless them. Be merciful to them. Do not make them pay for what they did to me. I thank you, Lord. Lord Jesus, forgive me of all my sin. Break all the curses and set me free. I call upon you today, Lord. Set me free. You know the thing that binds me, that torments me. Set me free, Lord, that I might worship you, that I might serve you, be obedient to you, bring glory to you, bear fruit to you, that your name will be glorified. Thank you, Lord. I bind all these things, and I cast them out. I command they go. Now, in the name of Jesus, I cast them out. Take a deep breath now. Let them go. Let them go. Come on out. All you foul devils. Turn them loose now. Let them go. In the name of Jesus. Let them go. Come out. Come on out now. Let them go. In the name of Jesus. Go. Go. All you foul devils. Go in the name of Jesus. I break your power. And I command you to leave God's people now. In the name of Jesus. And everybody have a seat now. I bind the spirits of fear. In the name of Jesus. Now y'all just sit and just listen and come against it. Now I bind the spirit of fear now. Oh, you don't need to repeat anymore. Now you just listen to what I have to say and push them out. Breathe them out. I bind the spirit of fear now. Fear, I break your power. I bind the spirits of rejection. These are not rejected children. These are children of God. I bind the spirit of fear and I command it to go in the name of Jesus. I bind the spirits of daydreaming and idolatry in the name of Jesus. All the daydreaming and idle fancy and fantasy in the name of Jesus. I bind fantasy in the name of Jesus. I break its power. Fantasy, I bind you. I bind the lust of the eye and the lust of the flesh and the pride of life. And I command it to go now in the name of Jesus. I bind all spirits of bulimia. Bulimia, I speak to you. Anorexia, bulimia, gluttony. I break your power in Jesus' name. Go, go in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind you and I break your power in Jesus' name. And I command you to leave God's people. Go in the name of Jesus. I bind you. All gluttony, go, go. All spirits of perfectionism, I bind you and I break your power. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus. All perfectionism, all legalism in the name of Jesus. All legalistic spirits, come out. All misconception of God, come out in the name of Jesus. All spirits of legalism, I bind you. Come out, out, out. All foul spirits, all spirits of the Antichrist, come out in the name of Jesus. I break the spirit of the Antichrist. Come out, come out, come out. All spirits of the false anointing, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind you and I break your power in Jesus' name. All grasshopper spirits, I speak to the grasshopper spirits of insecurity and inferiority. Come out now. All panic attacks, spirit of panic attacks, chronic anxiety, come out in the name of Jesus. All, come out, out, out. All fear, come out. All panic attacks, come out. All chronic anxiety, come out. All spirits of phobia, come out. Fear of the water, fear of insects, fear of the spirit, all fear spirits. All you phobic spirits, come out in the name of Jesus. Fear of closed places, fear of elevators, fear of heights, fear of birds, fear of snakes, fear of spiders, come out. All you fear spirits, come out in the name of Jesus. I bind you and I break your power in Jesus' name. All you tormenting spirits, come out. Come out. All you tormenting, fear tormenting spirits, all you spirits of nightmares, come out. All you harassing spirits at night, come out. All depression spirits, all spirits of depression, come out. Come out. Come out. I bind you, heaviness, for God gave us a spirit of all of joy for mourning. He gave us a spirit of all of joy for mourning. He gave us the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I break your power. Come out. Come out. Out. Out in the name of Jesus. I bind you and I break your power in Jesus' name. I command you to leave God's people. All fear, come out. Fear, tormenting fear, come out. Tormenting fear, I bind you. Insecurity, come out. In the name of Jesus. Terrorizing spirits, depression spirits, come out. In the name of Jesus. Bondage spirits, and I break your power. All spirits of bondage, I bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. All spirits of the big car, the big house, the big boat, come out. The big gun, come out. All spirits of sport fantasy, come out. All spirits of fantasy, come out. All spirits of pornography, come out. All spirits of fornication, come out. All spirits of adultery, come out. I bind you and I break your power in Jesus' name. All spirits of homosexuality, come out. All spirits of lesbianism, come out. I bind you and I break your power. Come out, all you perverse spirits. All spirits of perversion, come out. All oral genital sex spirits, come out. I bind you and I break the curse of oral genital sex in the name of Jesus Christ. I break its power and I command you to leave. Come out. All bad teaching. All felonious teaching, come out. It says the bed shall be undefiled, anything goes. I break that curse in the name of Jesus Christ. I break that curse of the felonious teaching and I command it out in the name of Jesus Christ. That spirit of false teaching, come out. Come out now. In the name of Jesus, turn God's people loose. These are God's people. You can't stay any longer. I bind you, all spirits now. Go, all spirits of paranoia, all spirits of envy, jealousy, in the name of Jesus. All spirits of perfectionism, nitpicking, come out. Nitpicking, come out. Criticism, come out. Anger, rage, hostility, come out in the name of Jesus. I break your power. All animal spirits, come out. Inordinate affections, come out. In the name of Jesus, all animal spirits, all dog spirits, all cat spirits, all snake spirits, all rat spirits, I bind you. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, all horse spirits, in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the horse, come out. All charming spirits, all horse charmer and all horse whisperer, come out. The bee charmer, come out in the name of Jesus. All animal charmers, come out. I bind you and I break your power. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. All fear. Fear. Fear of not being good enough. Come out. All mutilation spirits. All spirits of self-mutilation. All spirits of piercing. All spirits of cutting. All spirits of the tattoo. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind you and I break your power. Come out. Come out. Come out. All that tattoo spirits. All whoring spirits. You come in with tattoos. Come out. Come out. Come out with pierced ears. Come out. In the name of Jesus Christ. Pierced navels. Come out. Pierced nipples. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. All the piercing spirits. Come out. Pierced tongues. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. All backbiting spirits. Come out. All gossiping spirits. I bind you all. All you fierce spirits. Come out. All you anger spirits, retaliation spirits, revenge spirits, I bind you and I break your power. And I command you to go. Go in God's name. Go in the name of Jesus. I speak to the spirits of brain tumors. I bind brain tumors in the name of Jesus. Headaches. I speak to headaches, tension headaches, high blood pressure headaches, tension headaches, migraine headaches. I bind you and I break your power. Headaches. Go. Go in the name of Jesus. I bind all the headaches. I bind migraine headaches. I bind PMS headaches. All headaches be gone. All brain tumors be gone. I come against encephalitis, encephalomalacia, Alzheimer's. I bind you in the name of Jesus. All destroying spirits. I break your power. I command you to go. I come against eye disease. I come against cataracts, macular degeneration, cataracts, nearsighted, farsighted, no-sighted, glaucoma, come out in the name of Jesus. Blindness, come out. All blindness, go. Blindness, spiritual blindness, physical blindness, I bind you. All deafness, spirit of the deafness, I bind you. I break your power. All vertigo, I bind you in the name of Jesus. Ringing in the ears, come out. Ringing in the ears, tinnitus, come out. Vertigo, come out. Dizziness, go. In the name of Jesus, I break your power. Come out. Out! Out! Deafness! Go! 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 I bind you, you deaf and dumb demon! I bind you, all hay fever, come out, nasal congestion, sinus trouble, out in the name of Jesus, nasal congestion, sinus trouble, glossitis, sore throat, come out, laryngitis, come out, come out, come out, laryngitis, I bind you and I break your power, and I command you to go, hoarseness, I bind the hoarseness in the name of, I break its power, I speak healing to hoarseness. All thyroid problems, I bind thyroid, low thyroid, high thyroid, no thyroid. In the name of Jesus, I bind goiters, I bind Hashimoto's disease in the name of Jesus Christ, and I break its power in Jesus' name. Come out, come out, come out, go, leave God's people. I bind you and I break your power in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against the spirit of stiff neck in the name of Jesus Christ. Pain in the neck, stiff neck, muscle spasm in the neck, muscle spasm in the back. I come against the serpentine spirits in the back, in the neck, the stubborn spirits, the stiff neck spirits. I bind them. Pain in the spirits, muscle spasms in the neck, muscle spasm in the back, muscle spasm in the arms and the legs. Come out. Come out. Paresthesias, pins and needles. Come out in the name of Jesus. Tingling. Come out. In the arms and the legs, come out, out. Peripheral neuritis, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind you and I break your power in the name of Jesus. Go! I speak to asthma, hay fever, emphysema, pneumonia. Come out, bronchiectasis, come out, come out, come out. All bronchospastic airway disease, all pneumonia, all infections, out. Bronchitis, sore throat. In the name of Jesus Christ, sore throat, I bind you and I break your power and command you to go. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go in the name of Jesus. I break your power in Jesus' name. I command you to leave. Go. 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 All hoarseness now. Hoarseness, chronic cough, chronic bronchitis, I break your power. Come out. Come out. Come out. Fear cough, coughing from fear, come out. Anxiety cough, in the name of Jesus Christ. All thick mucus, I speak to thick mucus, I speak to mucoviscidosis, I bind you. Mucoviscidosis, I bind you and I break your power. I command you to leave God's people, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I speak healing to God's people now, in the name of Jesus. I bind the spirits of gastroesophageal reflux, duodenal ulcers in the name of Jesus, hyperacidity. Come out. Come out. Stomach, butterflies in the stomach, muscle spasm, pleural spasm, belching. Come out. Come out. Aerophagia. Come out. I bind you in Jesus' name. Duodenal ulcers, I bind you. Crohn's disease, enteritis. Come out. Ulcerative colitis, mucoid colitis. Bind you, infectious diseases, salmonosis, come out, come out. I bind all infectious diseases, amebiasis, I break your power in the name of Jesus. I bind cystitis, come out, all cystitis, come out, cystitis, all bacterial cystitis, all fibrotic cystitis, come out, cystitis, come out. Bladders, I command you to be lined up with the Word of God and be healed. Urethritis, I bind you and I break your power. Strictures in the ureter, I bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. All vaginitis, come out. Cervicitis, urethritis, come out. Come out. 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 I come against chlamydia, human papillomavirus, gonorrhea, cystitis, syphilis. All sexually transmitted diseases, I break your power and I command you to go. Go in Jesus' name. Come out. Prostatitis, come out. Backaches, come out. Piercing serpents, I bind you. Come out of the people's back. All you piercing serpents, I see you and I bind you in Jesus' name. I command that you uncoil, that you line up in rank and file and you come out of their backs now. Come out of their legs. Come out of their hips, all that hip pain, all that back pain. I break your power, and I command you to go. Go, all of you, go, in the name of Jesus Christ. How dare you? I send the hornets after you. I send the hornets from heaven to drive out the Canaanites and the Amorites and the Hittites and the Hivites and the Jebusites. In the name of Jesus, I send the hornets to drive you out. I speak the spirit of fire and destruction upon you. Jezebel, I speak to you. I speak to you, Jezebel. Where is your kingdom now? You turn God's people loose. Come out, Jezebel. Jezebel, I bind you and I command you to go. Go in Jesus' name, Jezebel. All you witchcraft control, go. All divination spirits, go. All Ouija board spirits, go. All astrology spirits, go. All tea leaving reading spirits, go. In the name of Jesus, I bind you, the occult. I break your power. You can't torment God's people anymore. I bind diabetes in the name of Jesus Christ, and I break its power. And I speak to blood sugar, and I say, line up with the Word of God. I speak to peripheral neuritis. I speak to claudication. I speak to impaired circulation. I speak to arteriosclerosis. I bind you and I break your power and I command you to go. I bind Parkinsonism. I bind tremors in the name of Jesus. Muscle tremors, nervous tremors, Parkinson tremors. Be gone. All false anointings, go. I speak to the false anointing that causes a tremor. Go. I bind you in Jesus' name and I break your power. You got no right here. This is God's people. And I break your power in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I come against the spirits of fibromyalgia. I come against the spirits of fibromyalgia and lupus erythematosus and fibrosis and all fibrotic diseases and collagen diseases. In the name of Jesus, and allergenic diseases, I command you to go. Leave God's people. I speak healing to them. In the name of Jesus. Touch them now, Lord. I come against gingivitis. I come against carious teeth. Lord, I ask you to put crowns on their teeth now. Those that got bad teeth now, Lord, I speak crowns. I speak crowns to them, Lord, now. I speak healing to their teeth and to their gums. Touch them, Lord. You can put crowns on their teeth, Lord. You've done it before. You can save them from going to the dentist in the name of Jesus. You can be their dentist in the name of Jesus Christ. There's nothing impossible for you, Lord. I feel you now. Move by your spirit, Lord. For it's not by might nor power, but by my spirit, says the Lord God of hosts. Send it forth, Lord, now in the name of Jesus Christ. I heal the root canals in the name of Jesus, Lord. Heal the root canals in Jesus' mighty name. I speak healing. I speak healing, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Touch them in Jesus' mighty name. Let your healing grace come down, now, Lord. Everybody hold up your hands. Let your healing grace come down, now, Lord. I speak the healing grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Heal them, Lord. Touch them, Lord. Let your healing grace pour down through them now, Lord. Fill them, Lord. The spirit of miracles, Lord. Release it now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Miraculous healing. I come against the spirits of cerebral palsy in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against the spirits of high blood pressure and heart disease. I speak miraculous healing now to come forth, Lord. In the name of Jesus. I speak miraculous healing to come down, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Not by might, but power, but by your Spirit, Lord. Let it flow, Lord. Flow. Flow, river. Oh, God. More, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Jesus. Let your glory come down, Lord God. Let your glory come down. For your glory. All God's people said, amen. 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 We thank you and we praise you and bless you. Now fill your people, Lord. Bless the food, Lord God. Bless the folks that fixed it, the hands that prepared it, and them water gonna eat it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I speak healing now to everyone here, Lord God. I speak the healing grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. The love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost to be with them now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.